We thank the Lord for gathering us again.
聚集我们在这里。
And we should learn to treasure these opportunities.
我们要学习宝贵这段时间。
And this morning, I would like to turn our attention back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
今天早晨我们再把我们的注意力移到罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
请翻开罗马书十二章第一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
罗马书十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I have spoken on these verses for two times now.
曾经两次我都讲到这段圣经。
And this morning, we still want to fellowship again on this verse.
今天早晨我们再一次要交通这段圣经。
Now, even though I have spoken.On this verse for two times, but you will notice that I have not even touched the second half of this verse.
我虽然讲过两次，但是你会注意到，我都还没有讲到这节圣经的后半。
I have not spent time on acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
我还没有讲到，这是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And I don't have time to go to that either this morning.
今天早晨我还是没有时间讲到那里。
And we're still concentrating on.Presenting our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们还是要交通，将身体献上，当作活祭。
But we want to read one more verse, Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
我们还要读一节圣经，提摩太后书二章二十节。
Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
提摩太后书二章二十节二十一节。
Now, in a large house.There are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
提摩太后书二章二十节在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有行为贵重的也有作为卑贱的人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
Let's pray
那我们祷告
Father, we thank you again for this precious time before your table
父我们再一次感谢在你面前在你桌子面前这宝贵的时间
You have given all to us.
你把一切都赐给我们了。
Therefore, as we come together each time, we want to bring back something to you.
因此每一次我们来到你面前我们要你也要向你献上一些。
And we want to again ask for your mercies for this time.
我们求你的怜悯覆庇这段时间。
So that each one of us can hear your voice this morning.
叫每一个人今天早晨都能听见你的声音。
And without hearing you, then we will not be able to follow you.
若不听见你，我们就不能跟随你。
Therefore, we depend on the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
因此我们仰赖圣灵的膏抹。
We ask for that mercy now.
我们现在就求你的怜悯。
Prepare our heart and our spirit.
预备我们的心和我们的灵。
Give us a spirit of humility and simplicity.
赐给我们谦卑和简单的灵。
To receive your burden this morning.
今天早晨来接受你的负担。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
Brothers and sisters, that we thank the Lord, we can gather before His table this morning.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我们今天能聚集在他桌子面前。
I feel like every time we come to the table, we should present ourselves, our body, a living sacrifice.
每一次我们来到桌子面前，我们就当将身体献上，当作活祭。
Not only we should do that, you know, in the Sunday morning.
我们不单在主日早晨应当如此行。
I really believe we should do that to start our day.
我们每一天的开始都当如此。
So the first thought in our mind at the beginning of each day should be presenting our bodies a living sacrifice.
在我们每天早晨，在我们里面第一个心思就当是将身体献上，当作活祭。
This should be the first thought of every day.
这是我们每一天第一个心思。And
during the day, we may have to do that more than once.
在一整天当中，我们需要做很多次。If
your wife says something that causes you to have anger in your heart,
如果你妻子向你说了什么，叫你里头愤怒。
And you're about to say something back.
你也想要讲一些回他。
That's the time you present yourself a living sacrifice.
那就是你当把自己身体献上当作活祭的时候。
Then you overcome.
那你就得胜了。
When your boss gives you a task that's not reasonable.
当你的老板给你一项工作是不合理的。
And that's the time you should present your body a living sacrifice.
那就是你当把身体献上当作活祭的时候。
So therefore, depend on the circumstances, we need to do this several times each day.
因此根据我们的环境，我们一天应当多次这样做。
Now that's the reason this subject is so important and so fundamental.
这就是为什么这个题目是如此的重要，又是如此基本的。
Often time that we realize there are things that we know, but we cannot put into practice.
我们常会觉得有些事我们知道，但是我们不能实行。We
know we ought to have patience.
我们知道我们当忍耐。But
when someone says something to us, we do not have patience.
但有时候有人说跟我们说了什么，我们就失去了忍耐。And
that's the time you need to present yourself a living sacrifice.
那就是你当把身体献上当作活祭的时候。Because
a sacrifice has all the patience in the world.
因为祭物有各样的忍耐。There's
nothing has more patience than something is dead.
没有比死去的更能忍耐了。The
dead, a dead being has all the patience in the world.
一个已经死的，他有所有的忍耐。
If there is someone that is dead in our midst,
如果我们中间有人死了,
you can say anything to him, he will not respond.
你可以向他说任何话，他都没有回应。
It doesn't matter what you said.
不论你说什么,
you can say the most insulting word to a dead person, I can guarantee you he or she will not respond.
你可以向他说最屈辱的话，我保证他不会有任何反应。Therefore,
at those times that you run out of patience, it's the time you present your body a living sacrifice.
因此，当你失去忍耐的时刻，你就当将身体献上，当作活祭。Then
you realize that indeed, I can have that patience I did not have before.
那你就能明白，我里面就有那个我以前没有的忍耐。
And now you experience the power of the gospel.
那么你就能经历到福音的大能。
Otherwise, you only know the truth of the gospel.
若不如此，你只知道福音的真理。
How can I experience the power of the gospel?
我如何经历福音的大能？
It's when I present my body a living sacrifice.
就是当我把身体献上当作活祭的时刻,
and I receive the patience I did not have before.
我就得到我以前没有的忍耐。
Then I realize there is a power in the gospel.
然后我就明白在福音里有大能。
And the patience from the above take place in my patience.
而从上头来的忍耐代替了我自己的忍耐。
Therefore, I understand that I can indeed experience what I know.
因此我就明白了，我能经历到我所知道的。
Brothers and sisters, this is fundamental.
弟兄姊妹，这是最基本的。
If we do not present ourselves a living sacrifice,
如果我们不把身体献上当作活祭,
then truth remains to be the truth.
那真理永远是真理。
And we never experience the power behind the truth.
我们就永远不能够经历这这真理后面的大能。
There is always a gap between what we know and what we practice.
我们所知道的和我们所实行的就是有极大的差距。
How do we close that gap?
我们如何能够减少这个差距？
Presenting ourselves a living sacrifice.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
And we need to grow spiritually.
我们需要我们属灵生命需要成长。
And there are two major obstacles to our spiritual growth.
我们属灵生命的成长有两样障碍。
And one reason is sin.
第一是罪。
And the other one is the flesh.
另一个就是肉体。
Therefore, that if we know how to deal with sin and the flesh, then we can have spiritual growth.
因此，如果我们知道如何对付罪和肉体，我们的属灵生命就会成长。
Even though we are facing many, many different difficulties.
虽然我们面对许多困难。
They all fall into these two categories.
都是在这两类中。
Is sin or is the flesh?
或是罪或是肉体。
So how do we deal with sins?
我们如何对付罪?
And Paul told us in Romans, the way to deal with sin effectively is presenting yourself to righteousness.
保罗在罗马书里告诉我们，我们如何有效地对付罪，就是把自己献给义。
In other words, presenting your body a living sacrifice.
换句话说，就是将身体献上当作活祭。
Brother and sister, a dead person will not sin anymore.
弟兄姊妹，一个已死的人就不能犯罪。
That's only guarantee.
这是保证。
A dead person has no ability.To sin anymore.
死人就没有能力再犯罪。
Therefore, the ultimate solution, the ultimate way of dealing with sin is presenting yourself a living sacrifice.
因此，对付罪终极的解决之道就是将身体献上，当作活祭。
When the temptation comes in front of you, if at that juncture you had The revelation to say, I present myself a living sacrifice, you will overcome that sin.
当试探来到你面前，如果你在那个关口，你能够说，我将身体献上，当作活祭，你就胜过了罪。
If you put yourself to death at that moment, you overcome that sin.
如果在那刻，你将身体置于死地，你就胜过了罪。
How do we deal with?Our flesh.
我们如何对付肉体？
You know, Paul said, I know there's nothing good in the flesh.
保罗说，在我肉体之中没有良善。
And for the willing is present in me, but the doing of good is not.
立志为善由得我，但行出来由不得我。
The flesh want to obey the law of sin.
肉体要顺服罪的律。
And how can I escape the law of sin?
我如何能脱离罪的律?
There's only one way to escape the law of sin to be a sacrifice.
只有一个途径能够脱离罪的律，就是成为祭物。
Therefore, the ultimate way to deal with the flesh is presenting your bodies a living sacrifice.
因此，对付肉体至终的解决之道，就是将身体献上，当作活祭。
That's why we spend three times on Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以我们要三次都来讲罗马书十二章。
Because consecration is ultimate solution to deal with both sin and the flesh.
因为奉献就是对罪和肉体至终的解决之道。
But this morning, I would like to.Fellowship upon three misconceptions about consecrations.
今天早晨我要来交通关于奉献的三点错误的观念。
And we have these three common misconceptions about consecrations.
我们对于奉献常有三点错误的观念。
And these misconceptions prevent us experiencing the consecrations.
这三点错误的观念就拦阻了我们，叫我们不能来奉献。
And we're going to address these three misconceptions one at a time.
我们要一个一个来交通这三点。
The first one is that the consecration is very hard.
第一点是奉献是很困难的。
Brothers and sisters, do you think so?
弟兄姊妹，你觉得如此吗？
I think many of us have this concept that consecration is very, very hard.
我想我们很多人都有这个观念，奉献是非常非常困难的。
It's certainly not for me.
这不是我能做的。
Maybe for a few brothers and a few sisters.
也许少数的弟兄姊妹能够。
But it's certainly not for me.
但绝不是我能做的。
No, I have not even read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations.
我甚至没有把圣经从创世录读到启示录。
How can I consecrate myself? Maybe I can wait until I finish the whole Bible.
我如何能奉献我自己呢？也许要等到我将圣经读了一遍。
And you will be waiting for a long time.
那你会等很久的时间。
That's the conception we have.
这就是我们的观念。
We believe that maybe I need to be more mature spiritually. Maybe I can begin to deal with consecrations.
也许你相信我们要等自己更属灵以后，我们才能奉献。
And maybe consecration is one of those most advanced topics.Maybe one of these days when I advance to a stage, then I can begin to experience consecration.
也许你觉得奉献是一件极高深的事，所以要等到我到了那个地步，我才能奉献。
But that's the wrong conception.
真的是错误的观念。
Consecration is the most basic lessons.
奉献是最基本的功课。
Consecration should be the first Christian experience.
奉献必须是基督徒第一个经历。
Let me kind of illustrate this using something that you all very familiar with.
让我用一件你们都很熟悉的事来解释。
We all knew the story, so that's why it's easy to use it. We all knew the story about Jesus feeding 5,000.
我们都知道这个故事，就是主耶稣喂饱五千人的故事。
With 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
用五个大麦饼和两条鱼。
Let me ask you this question. Is feeding 5,000 with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish hard?
我问你这个问题，用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人是很困难的吗？
I believe everyone will agree with me that it's hard.
也许大家都会同意，非常困难。
Anyone think it's easy?
谁觉得是简单的呢？
It's very difficult.
这是非常困难的。
Now, disciple Philip said, you know, it is impossible. Even I have a 2,000 denarii worth of bread is not enough.
门徒腓力也觉得如此。他说，即使我有二十两银子来买饼，也是不够的。
This is how we think about consecration.
这就是我们觉得奉献就是如此。
We think consecration is so hard because now I need to be able to feed 5,000.
我们觉得奉献太困难了，因为我要喂饱五千人。
We believe that the requirement for consecration is like feeding 5,000.
我们觉得奉献的要求就像是喂饱五千人。
And we look ourselves like 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们看自己就像五饼二鱼。
How can I feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish?
我怎能用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人？
This is often how we feel before this matter of consecrations.
这就是我们在奉献这件事前面的感觉。
We feel like even I give this 5 loaves and 2 fish, it doesn't really matter.
我们以为即使我们奉献这五饼二鱼也无济于事。
I need to have 2,000 denarii.
我需要有二十两银子。
So we're waiting for the day that we have that 2,000denarii.
所以我们就等候那一天，等我们有二十两银子。
But it's hard to have 2,000 denarii.
但是有二十两银子是非常困难的。
Brothers and sisters, consecration is not feeding 2,000.
弟兄姊妹，奉献并不是喂饱五千人。
Consecration is giving 5 barley loaves and 2 fish to Jesus.
奉献是把五饼二鱼交给主耶稣。
If you give your 5 barley loaves and 2 fish to the Lord, and Jesus feed the 5,000.
如果你把五饼二鱼交给主耶稣，主耶稣能喂饱五千人。
It's not the boy that feed the 5,000.
不是那孩童喂饱了五千人。
It is Jesus that fed the 5,000.
是主耶稣喂饱了五千人。
But it is the consecration of the boy.
但是那是那孩子的奉献。
So the consecration itself was not the hard part.
因此奉献自己并不是困难的那一部分。
The hardest part was done by our Lord Jesus.
那困难的部分是主耶稣所做成的。
So brothers and sisters, we all have 5 loaves and 2 fish.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有5饼2鱼。
Everyone.
我们每个人都有。
Everyone have 5 loaves and 2 fish.
每个人都有5饼2鱼。
And consecration is giving that to our Lord Jesus.
奉献就是把5饼2鱼交给主耶稣。
Are we going to do it?
我们是否要这样做？
You know, these 5 loaves and 2 fish represent our life.
这5饼2鱼代表我们的生命。
Now, what are we going to do with our life?
我们用我们的生命来做什么？
We can either give to the Lord, or we can keep it to ourselves.
我们可以交给主，我们也可以自己保留。
If we keep it to ourselves, after a few months, after a few years, it becomes 3 loaves, 1 fish.
如果我们自己保留了，过了几个月，就变成3个饼，2条鱼。
And you wait a little longer, become 2 loaves, no fish.
你再等更久，你就变成两个饼，没有鱼了。
Then you wait a little bit longer, you have 9 loaves and 0 fish.
你等更久，你没有饼也没有鱼了。
And 5,000 people were still hungry.
5,000人仍旧是饥饿的。
So what are we going to do?
因此我们当做什么呢？
You have 5 loaves, you have 2 fish.
你有5饼2鱼。
5,000 are hungry now.
有5,000人是饥饿的。
There's only one way.
只有一个的方法。
Presenting that 5 loaves and 2 fish to our Lord Jesus.
将5饼2鱼交给主耶稣。
The sooner the better.
更越早越好。
Consecration is not hard.
奉献并不困难。
Consecration is actually very simple.
奉献是非常容易的。
It's so simple the boy can do it.
是如此的简单，这男孩都能做。
That little boy can do it.
这孩子都能做。
The little boy have not read the Bible from the beginning to end.
这小孩并没有把圣经从头到尾读一次。
Because the New Testament was not written yet.
因为新约还没写出来。
And the little boy did not have 2,000 denarii.
这孩子他也没有20两银子。
He had only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他只有5饼2鱼。
But he did something very simple.
他做了很简单的事。
He let go that 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他放弃了他的5饼2鱼。
You know, this is sometimes difficult for us.
这对我们来说常常很困难的。
You know, we all know that 5 loaves and 2 fish are not much.
我们都知道5饼2鱼并不多。
But we like to hang on to them.
但我们喜欢抓着它。
And tied to them.
我们要紧紧地抓着。
Brother and sister, consecration is to let go.
弟兄姊妹，奉献就是放开。
You know, it is a misconception to believe consecration is hard.
认为奉献是困难的，这是个错误的观念。
So we need to change that concept. Consecration is very easy.
我们必须改变的观念，奉献是容易的。
As easy as let go that 5 loaves and 2 fish.
如同放弃了那5饼2鱼。
Alright, this first misconception.
这是第一个错误的观念。
Alright, the second misconception.
第二个观念。
Consecration is only for a few.
奉献是只有少数人做的。
And 2 Timothy give us a picture of God's house.
在提摩太后书给我们一个神家的图画。
He said that now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels but also vessels of wood and of earthenware.
在大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
And some to honor and some to dishonor.
有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
So this is a picture of God's house, many, many vessels.
这是神家的图画，许多器皿。
Some of gold, some of silver, some of wood and some of earthenware.
有金器、银器，有木器、瓦器。
Now we have a misconception.
我们就有这错误的观念。
We have this conception that as long as I am in God's house, it's okay to be a wood and earthenware.
我们以为我们只要住在神家中，即使是木器、瓦器都还可以。
I'm okay. I'm okay to be a wood vessel.
我做木器瓦器是可以的。
I'm fine to be an earthenware.
我做这个瓦器是可以的。
Let those few to be gold and silver.
让那少数人做金器银器。
I'm okay, so they can consecrate themselves to be gold and silver vessel. I am wood and earthenware as long as I am the house of the Lord.
所以让那少数人去做金器银器，我做木器瓦器是可以的，只要我还在神家中。
Are you thinking this way?
你是不是这样想？
As long as I'm in the house of the Lord, I don't care whether I'm of gold or of wood.
我只要在神的家中，我不在乎我是金器还是木器。
Therefore, we were not consecrating ourselves.
因此我们就不奉献自己。
Because we don't desire to be the gold and silver vessels.
因为我们并不渴望做金器银器。
If this is your thinking, I have a bad news for you this morning.
如果这是你的想法，我有个坏消息。
You know, in 2 Timothy, this large house is God's house on this earth.
在提摩太 后书 这个大户人家是神在地上的家。
If you look at God's house in heaven,
如果你看在天上神的家，
you do not see wood or earthenware.
你就看不到木器瓦器。
Just go look at Revelations.
你去看看启示录。
You read chapter 20, you read chapter 1, you do not see anywhere a vessel of wood or earthenware.
你去读启示录二十章第一章，你就看不到木器瓦器。
There is only gold, silver, precious stone, and pearl.
只有金银宝石和珍珠。
That's the bad news.
这是坏消息。
Now, you can't say I want to be a wooden vessel in the house of God.
你不能说我要在神家中做木器。
There's no such wooden vessel in the house of God in Revelation.
在启示录里，神的家中没有木器。
God desires all of us to be gold and silver vessels.
神要愿意我们每个人都做金器银器。
Therefore, you know, it's not options.
因此，这不是个选择。
It is required.
这是要求。
It's God's desire for all of us to be gold and silver vessels.
神许愿我们每个人都做金器银器。
And especially, Second Timothy said, some to honor and some to dishonor.
在提摩太后书里说到，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
We are all vessels.
我们都是器皿。
But what is a vessel for honor?
但贵重的器皿是什么？
What is vessel for honor?
贵重的器皿是什么？
And Second Timothy.Give us a definition of vessel for honor.
在提摩太后书这里给我们贵重器皿的定义。
A vessel for honor is a vessel useful to the master.
贵重的器皿就是合乎主用的。
Prepare for every good work.
预备行各样的善事。
How can a vessel be useful to the master?
器皿如何能合乎主用？
Brother and sister,How can a vessel be useful to the master?
弟兄姊妹，器皿如何能合乎主用？
I can think of one way.
我只想到一个方法。
Put this vessel in the hand of the master.
把这器皿放在主人的手中。
That's the only way this vessel can be useful.
这是唯一的途径，叫这器皿能有用。
Putting the vessel in the hand of the master is consecration.
将器皿放在主人的手中，这就是奉献。
This is the way to become that vessel to honor.
这就是成为贵重的器皿。
When this boy, when that little boy gave that 5 loaves and 2 fish to our Lord Jesus, this little boy was a vessel for honor.
当这孩童把五饼二鱼交在主耶稣的手中，这孩子就成为贵重的器皿。
When Samuel heard the voice of the Lord and did What the Lord has told him, he was a vessel for honor.
当撒母耳听见耶和华的话，他就照着去行，他就是尊贵的器皿。
When Daniel commit himself to prayer for the house of the Lord at the risk of his life, he was a vessel for honor.
当但以理不顾冒着生命的危险定义祷告。他就成了贵重的器皿。
When David gave himself for the construction of the house of the Lord, he became a vessel for honor.
当大卫摆上自己，为了建造耶和华的殿，他就成为贵重的器皿。
So the differences between vessel for honor and vessel for dishonor is consecrations.
因此，这成为贵重器皿和卑贱器皿的区别就是奉献。
Saul was not a vessel to honor.
扫罗不是贵重的器皿。
Saul, King Saul, was a vessel to dishonor.
扫罗是卑贱的器皿
，because he never consecrated himself to the Lord，
因为他从不将自己奉献给耶和华。
Eli was a vessel to dishonor，
以利是卑贱的器皿。
Although he occupied the priesthood， but he failed even to hear the Lord。
虽然他做大祭司，但是他听不见神的声音。
Eli was a vessel。
以利是器皿
，But the vessel was not in the hands of the Lord.
但这器皿不在主的手中。
Therefore, he is a vessel to dishonor.
因此，他是卑贱的器皿。
So therefore, this morning we need to come to this reality. Are we in the hands of the Lord?
因此，早晨我们必须进入这实际，我们是否在主的手中
？We are all vessels.
我们都是器皿。
But are we in the hands of the Lord today?
但我们今天是否在主的手中
？If we aren't, we're not in the hands of the Lord. We are vessel to dishonor.
如果我们不在主的手中，我们就是卑贱的器皿。
If we are in the hands of the Lord, we are vessel to honor.
如果我们在主的手中，我们就是贵重的器皿。
It's not for a few.
不是少数人的。
It is for everyone.
是每一个人。
So this is the second.Misconception.
所以这是第二个错误的观念。
There is a third misconception about consecration.
关于奉献还有第三个错误的观念。
The third misconception is the consecration is a one-time event.
第三个错误的观念就是以为奉献是一次性的事。
At some point in your life, you consecrate yourself to the Lord, and that completes the consecration.
在你生命中的有一天，你将自己奉献给主，这就成就了奉献。
I think we all have these mental pictures of Abraham offered his son Isaac in Genesis chapter 22.
我想我们都会有这个图画，就是在创世纪二十二章，亚伯拉罕献以撒。
And it was done only once.
它是一次做成的。
Therefore, consecration must be done only just once.
因此，奉献就是一次做成的。
But we didn't know that the Genesis 22, chapter 22, does not describe consecration in our practice.
但是，创世纪二十二章并没有描述我们实际如何奉献。
It's not about something we do at one point of our life.
这不是我们在生命中一次做的。
Genesis 22 is describing a way of life on this earth.
创世纪二十二章是在描述我们在地上应当如何生活。
Its consecration is a stay.
奉献是一种状态。
We need to stay in the stay of consecrations.
我们必须持续在奉献的状态中。
And that's more important.Matter of consecrations.
这是关于奉献更重要的。
Again, I want to use something that we all knew very well to illustrate this point.
我要用我们都很熟悉的一件事来讲，来说明这一点。
In the book of Judges, there was a judge called Samson.
在士师记里有一位士师叫参孙。
And Samson was consecrated to the Lord before he was born.
在参孙出生以前，他就被奉献给耶和华了。
And the angel of the Lord told the mother of Samson, said that the boy shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.
参孙耶和华的使者告诉参孙的母亲，这孩子从出胎一直到死，必归神做拿细耳人。
And this statement describes what consecration is.
这话就说明了什么是奉献。
It's not a one-time event.
不是一次性的事件。
It's a state.
是一个状态。
Therefore, this person, this child, Samson, should be a Nazarite from the womb until the day of his death.
因此，参孙这人从出胎一直到死，都是拿细耳人。
And Samson supposed to live in the state from the day he was born until the day of his death.
参孙从他出生一直到死，他都持续的做拿细耳人。
Therefore, consecration is also from the womb or to the day of his death.
因此，奉献是从出母腹一直到死。
And God gave Samson a sign for that.
而神给了参孙一个记号。
And the sign was that the razor should never come upon his head.
这记号就是不可用剃头刀剃他的头。
And that was the sign of his consecrations.
这就是他奉献的记号。
As long as that he maintained that sign of consecration, he stayed in the state of consecrations.
只要他能不剃头，他就在这奉献的状态中。
And we all knew the story. Unfortunately, one day that Samson shared the secret with Delilah.
但是我们都知道这故事。很不幸的，有一天，参孙把这秘密告诉了大利拉。
And the Philistine shaved off his hair.
非利士人就剃了他的头。
Therefore, he left.The state of consecrations.
因此他就脱离了这奉献的状态。
And Samson was not aware of that.
参孙并不知道这事。
Therefore, he not only lost his strength, Samson lost his eyesight, he was brought down to Gaza, bound in bronze chains, and became a grinder in the prison.
因此参孙不仅失去了他的力气，他失去了他的眼睛，他被带到加萨，被铜链所捆绑，他在监狱里成了推磨的人。
He became a grinder in the land of Philistines.
他在非利士地成了推磨的人。
You know, in the Old Testament time, they have this big mills.
在旧约他们有着极大的磨石。
And the mill...It's built by two stone.
而这磨石是由两块石头所组成的。
And each stone is like a disc. It's a very round, flat on both sides. It's like a round cake.
这两块石头是圆盘的形状，是扁的，就像一个蛋糕。
The bottom one is the stationary.
这下面那一块是不动的。
And the top one can be rotated.
上面那一块是可以转动的。
Usually they put a donkey, they put a donkey there, so donkey will pull the upper stone around a circle.
通常他们用一只驴子，驴子就在拉上面那一块的木头。
And so they would put the grain into the middle of that two stone.
而他们把麦子就放在那两块石头之间。
And the donkey would just circle around the mill over and over again, and the grain will be ground into flour.
而那驴子就绕着这个磨石一圈又一圈的走，那麦子就被磨成了粉。
So, when Philistine caught Samson, and instead of donkeys, they put Samson.Into the mill, ask Samson to push that mill around all day long.
非利士人就叫参孙来，叫他代替那只驴，叫他就拉着那磨石从早到晚。
And he lost his vision.
他失去了他的视觉。
Then he pushed that thing around the circle day in and day out.
他日以继夜的就绕着那磨石转圈子。
Brother and sister, what?Does this tell us?
弟兄姊妹，这是告诉我们什么？
If we lose our consecrations, we will become a grinder on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们什么？如果我们失去了我们的奉献，我们就成为地上的推磨的人。
A grinder's life is sin every day.
推磨的人，他做的是同样的事。
They circle around the same mill.From morning till sunset.
他就绕着同一个磨石，从早到晚一直转圈子。
And the next day, they come around and circle the mill again.
第二天他再来，他再绕着磨石转圈子。
And the third day, they get up, they circle the mill again.
第三天他再绕着磨石转圈子。
This is the life of a grinder.
这就是推磨人的生活。
So very sadly, that Samson the judge became Samson the grinder.
很可悲的，士师参孙就成了推磨人参孙。
You know, Samson the judge, his life was full of purpose and meaning.
士师参孙他的生活、生命充满了目的和意义。
But Samson the grinder had lost all purpose and meaning of his life.
但是推磨人参孙，他失去了他生命中所有的意义和目的。
You know, think about the Samson the judge.
你想想看，那士师参孙。
One day he saw a very young lion.
有一天他看到一个少壮狮子。
And the spirit of the Lord came upon Samson the judge.
耶和华的灵就大大感动士师。
Then he tore up the lion, even he had nothing in his hand.
他虽然手无寸铁，他也撕裂了那狮子。
Now Samson had an experience of being used mightily by the Lord.
参孙被耶和华大大的使用。
We know it's not Samson that tore up the lions.
我们知道不是参孙撕裂了狮子。
It's the Lord that tore up the lions.
是耶和华撕裂了狮子。
But Samson was the vessel in the hands of the Lord to tore up the lions.
但参孙他是耶和华手中的器皿，他能撕裂狮子。
So Samson the judge is the vessel in the hand of the Lord. God used him mightily.
因此士师参孙在耶和华的手中，耶和华就大大使用他。
How exciting the life of Samson the judge!
士师参孙的生活是何等叫人鼓舞。
But now Samson the grinders went around the mill day in and day out.
但推磨人参孙，他每天就绕着这磨石，绕着圈子走。
He only had the strength to grind the mill.
他只剩下推磨的力气。
Another time, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, he used a jawbone of a donkey to kill 1,000.
还有一次，当耶和华的灵大大临到参孙，他就用驴腮骨，杀死了1,000个。
He did not use sword. He did not use knife.
他没有用刀，也没有用剑。
He picked up a jawbone of a donkey.
他拿起了驴腮骨。
And he killed 1,000 Philistines.
他就杀死了1,000个非利士人。
You know, the Samson the judge is the jawbone.
士师参孙就是那驴腮骨。
But the jawbone in the hands of the Lord can kill 1,000 Philistines.
驴腮骨在耶和华的手中能杀死1,000个非利士人。
But when this jawbone left the hands of the Lord,
当着驴腮骨离开耶和华的手
，and this jawbone is nothing but a grinder.
这驴腮骨就不过是个推磨的人。
And one other time, Samson was thirsty.
还有一次，参孙渴了。
He called to the Lord.
他就呼求耶和华。
And the Lord split the hollow place that is in Lehi, and the water came out of it.
耶和华就是利希洼处裂开，水就从其中涌出来。
And Samson can call to the Lord, and Lord answer him with a miracle.
参孙能够求告耶和华，神就用一个神迹来向他显明。
When Samson the judge is in the hand of the Lord can use him, that can hear him and answer his prayer.
当士师参孙在耶和华的手中，耶和华就能大大使用他，而能够答应他的祷告。
But the Samson the grinders can no longer hear the Lord.
但推磨人参孙不再听见神的声音。
So what was the differences between Samson the judge and Samson the grinder?
因此士师参孙和推磨人参孙有什么区别？
It's simple, it's consecration.
是很简单的，就是奉献。
When he lost his consecration, he became a grinder.
当他失去了奉献，他就成为推磨的人。
If we keep our consecration, our life is like Samson.The judge.
如果我们持守我们的奉献，我们的生命就像士师参孙。
If we lose our consecration, our life will be like the life of Samson, the grinder.
如果我们失去了我们的奉献，我们的生命就像这推磨人参孙。
Now, brother and sister, let's consider our life today.
弟兄姊妹，让我们来思想我们今天的生活。
Is our life today like the Samson the judge or Samson the grinder?
我们今天的生活像士师参孙呢，还是像推磨人参孙？
Now the Samson, in the life of Samson the judge, the Spirit of the Lord can move him.
是在士耶和华的灵能够大大的感动士师参孙。
There was a direct connection between the Samson the judge and the Lord.
他士师参孙和耶和华中间有直接的联系。
Does this describe our life today?
这是否描述了我们今天的生活呢？
And what is the life of Samson the grinder?
推磨人参孙又如何呢？
He grinds the mill every day.
他每天推磨。
As you grind, you go around the circle, and it is the same circle.
当你推磨的时候，你就绕着一个圈子走，这是同样的圈子。
Samson went around the mill. He went around a circle blindly day in and day out.
参孙就日以继夜的瞎着眼绕着这圈子走。
You know, without consecration, every day of our life is like a grinding.
若不奉献，我们每天的生活都像推磨。
And we start grinding in the morning, and we finish grinding in the evening.
我们早晨开始推磨，我们晚上结束。
The next day, we start all over again.
第二天我们再开始。
So each day we went around that circle one time.
因此，每一天我们就绕着这个磨走一圈。
The next day we do the same.
第二天我们还是如此行。
And that's the small circle.
这是个小圈。
And every week is like a circle.
而每一周也像一个圈子。
And we start grinding on Monday.
星期一我们就开始推磨。
And we look forward to Friday.
我们就期望星期五能到。
And by the Friday we go around the circle big one time.
到了星期五我们就绕了一个大圈。
And we're so terrible.In Sunday evening, because we're thinking about the grinding next day.
我们星期五晚上的心情就很糟，因为我们星期天我们的心情就很糟，因为我们想到星期一又要开始推磨。
Then we grind again that big circle.
我们就要再推一大圈。
Not only that, each week is a circle, each year is a circle.
不但一周是一圈，一年也是一圈。
A year is a large circle.
一年是个大圈。
A week is a medium circle.
一周是个中圈。
A day is a small circle.
一天就是个小圈。
So we go around the circle each day, each week, and each year.
我们每天、每周、每年就绕着圈子走。
That's the life of a grinder.
这就是推磨人的生活。
There's no vision.
没有意象。
Didn't know why we have to go around the circle like that.
不知道为什么我们要绕着圈子走。
Didn't know what God's purpose for my life is.
不知道神向着我生命的意义
是什么。And there's no excitement in grinding.
就是在推磨。
Are we grinding today?
我们今天是否在推磨？
Are we going around circles all the time?
我们总是在绕圈走吗？
Can the Spirit of the Lord move in us?
耶和华的灵是否能感动我
们？ Can we call to the Lord and hear his voice?
我们是否能求告耶和华听见他的声音？
Are our life full of purpose and meaning today?
我们的生命是否充满了目的和意义？
What should we do?
我们当做什
么？ If we realize that we are a grinder today.
如果我们明白了我们今天是推磨的人，我们当做什么？
We thank the Lord. There is a hope for a grinder.
感谢主，推磨的人也有盼望。
Even Samson was not satisfied with grinding.
甚至参孙他也不以做推磨的人为满足。
And when he was grinding, his hair began to grow again.
当他推磨的时候，他的头发又长出来了。
And this is the mercy of God.
这是神的怜悯。
This is the mercy of the Lord.
这是神的怜悯。
Even as we grind every single day, the hair began to grow.
虽然我们每天推磨，但我们的头发都能长出来。
And one day the Philistine, call Samson into a banquet.
有一天，非利士人就叫参孙来这个宴席。
Hey, they want Samson to amuse them.
他要参孙来娱乐他们。
And they put Samson in between two pillars.
他把参孙放在两个柱子之间。
At that time, Samson called out to the Lord again.
就在那一刻，参孙又呼求耶和华。
Samson asked the Lord to restore his consecration.
参孙求耶和华恢复他的奉献。
And he asked the Lord one last time.
他最后一次求告耶和华。
Brother and sister, this is a prayer that will always be answered.
弟兄姊妹，这是耶和华一定会听的祷告。
I remember this. There is one prayer will always be answered.
你记住这事，有一个祷告是神一定会听的。
It's a prayer to restore your consecrations.
就是恢复你的奉献。
Samson called to the Lord to restore his consecration.
参孙求告耶和华恢复他的奉献。
And the Lord answered his prayer right away.
耶和华立刻听了他的祷告。
He pulled down these two pillars.
他就推倒了这两个柱子。
And he killed more Philistine on that day than whom he killed in his entire life.
他死时所杀的非利士人比他活的时候所杀的更多。
So there is hope for grinders.
因此推磨人是有盼望的。
All it takes is a call to the Lord to restore our consecrations.
一切所需就是求告耶和华恢复他的奉献。
So consecration is not a one-time event.
因此奉献不是一次性的事。
And it is possible that someone can lose his consecrations.
而且一个人有可能失去他的奉献。
But there is a hope. A call to restore your consecration will always be answered.
但是人就是有盼望的，呼求耶和华恢复奉献是神一定听的祷告。
These are the three misconceptions about consecrations.
你看到这三个错误的观念关于奉献的。
And Paul, with a strong burden, urged brethren by the mercies of God.To present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
因此保罗就以神的慈悲，这里的原文是怜悯，劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。
Do we know the consecration is the mercy of God?
我们知道奉献是神的怜悯吗？
Let's think about the boy.
让我们想想这孩子。
Does Jesus actually need the boy and the five loaves and two fish to feed 5,000?
主耶稣真的需要这孩子好用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人吗？
Of course not.
当然不需要。
Jesus could fill the 5,000 in many other ways.
主耶稣能用其他不同的方法来喂饱五千人。
But Jesus knew there was a boy.
但主耶稣知道有一个孩子。
Who had five loaves and two fish.
他有五饼二鱼。
And Jesus had the mercy toward this boy.
而主耶稣向着这孩子有怜悯。
Jesus wanted this boy.To experience consecrations.
主耶稣要这孩子能经历奉献。
This consecration of his two loaves, five loaves and two fish, is the mercy of God toward him.
这孩子五饼二鱼的奉献是神向着他的怜悯。
God doesn't need anything.
神不需要什么。
The fact that God wants us to consecrate ourselves is God's mercy toward us.
神要我们奉献是因着神向着我们的怜悯。
If we were the boy that day,
如果我们那一天就是那孩子，
Would you offer your five loaves and two fish to Jesus?
你会把你的五饼二鱼交给主耶稣吗？
Of course you will.
当然你会。
Because you knew the story.
因为你知道这故事。
But now you knew the story.
但现在你知道这故事。
And you also know that we today all have five loaves and two fish.
你也知道我们今天都有五饼二鱼。
Every one of us have five loaves and two fish.
我们每个人都有五饼二鱼。
Will you offer that to Jesus?
你会把这五饼二鱼奉献给主耶稣吗？
Are you going to do it?
你会如此做吗？
Knowing what you know now.
因着你现在所知道的。
Are you going to offer five loaves and two fish to Jesus?
你会把五饼二鱼奉献给主耶稣吗？
Now we face many challenges in our life.
我们在我们的生活中面对许多的挑战。
Every one of us have challenges.
我们每个人都有不同的挑战。
It could be our family.
可能是我们的家庭。
It could be our work.
可能是工作。
It could be our health.
可能是我们的健康。
These are big challenges.
这些是极大的挑战。
Like feeding 5,000.
就像喂饱五千人。
But Jesus has a way.
但是主耶稣有一个方法。
Jesus has a way to deal with your challenge.
主耶稣他知道如何来对付你的挑战。
But he needs your offering.
但他需要你的奉献。
He needs your consecrations.
他需要你的奉献。
He needs your five loaves and two fish.
他需要你的五饼二鱼。
Because he has mercy toward you.
因为他向着你有极大的怜悯。
He wants you to experience the power of the gospel.
你若要经历福音的大能。
Consecration is God's mercy.
奉献是神的怜悯。
He wants us to be a vessel for honor.
他要我们做贵重的器皿。
There are many vessels.
有许多器皿。
Some to honor, some to dishonor.
有贵重的，有卑贱的。
The difference is consecration.
但区别就是奉献。
The only vessel that is useful to the masters is the vessel that's in the hand of the masters.
对主人唯一有用的器皿就是在主人手中的器皿。
Do you have a teapot in your house?
你家中有个茶壶吗？
Everybody have a teapot in your house, right?
我们每个人家中都有茶壶。
Have you ever seen a teapot make a pot of tea by itself?
你是否见过茶壶自己就煮出一壶茶来？
If you have a teapot that make a pot of tea by itself, let us know.
如果你有一个自己煮茶的茶壶，请让我们知道。
It doesn't matter how expensive this teapot is.
不论这茶壶有多贵。
It doesn't matter. I have not seen a teapot can make a pot of tea by itself.
我从来没有见过一个茶壶能自己煮茶。
The teapot has to be in the hand of a master.
茶壶必须在主人的手中。
So that a pot of tea can be made.
因此能煮出一壶茶来。
Can a rice cooker cook rice by itself?
电锅能自己煮出饭来吗？
Maybe it could. You know, maybe a computerized rice cooker.
也许可以是电脑操作的电锅。
But my point is that even if a computerized a rice cooker, somebody has to set the timer.
但是即使是电脑操作的，也要有一个人要能按那个定时表。
Without being in the hand of a master, a vessel is useless.
若不在主人的手中，器皿是毫无用处的。
Brothers and sisters, we are vessels.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是器皿。
We are all vessels.
我们都是器皿。
Some of us are good vessels.
有的是好的器皿。
Some of us are expensive vessels.
有的是贵重的器皿。
Some of us are rare vessels.
有的是很稀有的器皿。
But it doesn't really matter if you're not in the hand of a master, you are useless vessel.
但是你若不在主人的手中，这器皿是毫无用处的。
A useless vessel is a vessel to dishonor.
这无用的器皿就是卑贱的器皿。
So we are a vessel today.
我们今天都是器皿。
The question is, are we going to be the vessel to honor or vessel to dishonor?
这问题就是我们要做贵重的器皿还是做卑贱的器皿。
It entirely depends on whether we are willing to put this vessel in the hand of the master.
这完全在于我们是否愿意把这器皿放在主人的手中。
When the vessel is in the hand of the master, this vessel is of gold and of silver.
当这器皿在主人的手中，这器皿就是金器银器。
When this vessel is not in the hand of the master, this vessel is of wood and of earthenware.
这器皿若不在主人的手中，就是木器瓦器。
And this is why Paul urges us by the mercy of God, presenting yourself a living and holy sacrifice.
这就是保罗为什么用神的慈悲来劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
it is never too late to consecrate yourself.
奉献你自己绝不会太迟。
This is God's mercy.
这是神的怜悯。
No matter where you are today,
无论你今天在何处，
you can still consecrate yourself.
你仍可奉献你自己。
Samson was in the worst possible situation than any of us.
参孙他在比我们任何人更糟的光景。
He was a failed judge.
他是个失败的士师。
He disappointed the entire Israel.
他叫全以色列人都失望了。
He lost his consecration.
他失去了他的奉献。
He lost his vision.
他失去了他的视觉。
He became a grinder in the land of Philistine.
他在非利士人成了，他在非利士地成了推磨的人。
He was in prison.
他在监狱里。
He was called to amuse his enemies.
他被叫来取悦他的敌人。
You can't get any worse than Samson.
你不会再比参孙更糟的光景。
I can't think of any person that can get into a worse situation than Samson.
我不能想象有任何人会在比参孙更糟糕的光景中了。
But there was hope for Samson.
但是参孙仍旧有盼望。
Samson can call to the Lord to restore his consecrations.
参孙能求告耶和华恢复他的奉献。
He consecrated himself again in the land of Philistine.
他在非利士地再一次的奉献自己。
And by the mercies of God, God accepted Samson's consecration again.
因着神的怜悯，神悦纳了他的奉献。
So it is never too late.
因此绝不会太迟。
Don't listen to the enemy.
不要听仇敌的话。
It's never too late to consecrate yourself.
奉献你自己绝不会太迟。
Therefore, today is the day.
因此今天就是那日子。
Now is the time.
现在就是那时刻。
This is the prayer that God will always answer.
这是神一定会答应的祷告。
Maybe you say, well, I have not experienced my prayer being answered.
也许你会说，我还没有经历到主听我的祷告。
But there is a prayer.God always answered.
但有一个祷告是主一定会答应的。
It's your consecration prayer.
就是你奉献的祷告。
It's your call to restore your consecrations.
呼求主恢复你的奉献。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that the word is clear this morning.
弟兄姊妹，我希望今天早上的话语是清楚的。
I hope that we can understand the burden in Paul's heart.
希望我们都能够明白。保罗的负担。
Urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
他以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。
Let's consider this.
让我们思想这事。
Let's consider our life.
让我们思想我们的生命。
Let's consider the urge by our brother Paul.
让我们来思想保罗向着我们的劝勉。
And make a intelligent decisions.
让我们做明智的决定。
Make a reasonable decisions.
做一个合理的决定。
To offer ourselves today.
今天就奉献我们的身体。
And to offer ourselves every day.
每一天都奉献我们自己。
To offer ourselves every week.
每一周都奉献自己。
To offer ourselves every year.
每一年都奉献自己。
So we will not live on this earth as a grinder.
我们就不会在地上做推磨的人。
We are live on this earth as the judge.
我们在地上过世事的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can again to fellowship upon your words.
父啊，我们感谢你，早晨我们又能来交通你的话语。
We pray that this morning that we will have that simplicity of humility to receive this word.
我们祷告，早晨我们能有那谦卑简单的灵来接受你的话语。
And we also pray that Holy Spirit will continue to speak to our heart.
我们祷告，圣灵继续向我们的心说话。
To urge us.
来劝我们，劝我们。
By the mercies of God, to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
因着神的怜悯，我们把身体献上，当作活祭，这是圣洁的。
Persuade us that this is reasonable.
说服我们这是合理的。
Convince us this is intelligent.
说服我们这是明智的。
Therefore, this morning we can all come to this conclusion.
因此早晨我们都能得到这结论。
That presenting ourselves is reasonable.
让身体献上，当作活祭是合理的。
We pray that you have mercy over us.
我们祷告，你向着我们施怜悯。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
阿门。